Welcome to the first installment of In Depth, a sub-series of The Cody Springer Show. Today, we will be talking about the sexual assault allegations against Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson. Cody will be taking a look at each lawsuit, giving his thoughts and opinions. Is Watson being framed? Is this a money grab? Are the Texans involved? What are Tony Busby's motivations? All of those questions will be addressed. Welcome to In Depth.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to In Depth. This is a sub-series of The Cody Springer Show. Episode number 85 here, and I decided that the Deshaun Watson allegations would make a good first installment for this new sub-series. I'll be doing these probably ever so often, and you know, it may not be like stuff in the news necessarily, but you know, just it could be stuff about myself, you know. But we're here to talk about the Deshaun Watson sexual assault allegations. We're going to be looking at the key people involved here. We're going to be going over each lawsuit and its and in all of its detail. And I just want to put out a little disclaimer here. I'm not doing this podcast to make light of sexual assault and sexual abuse. You know, I definitely believe that the acts of any kind are wrong and they should not be tolerated. But on the other hand here, you know, we are going to look at every single angle of the situation. And these podcasts right here are going to be longer than my standard episodes. So this could very well be a 2 to 3 hour podcast. But yeah, we're going to look at this from every single angle. Might take you guys a couple of days to listen to this at length, and I would completely understand. But that's why I'm calling it In Depth, where you're going to look at everything from top to bottom as it relates to this whole saga that's transpired. So, that being said, let's get into it. Let's talk about the key figures here. Obviously, Deshaun Watson, the accused. I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about Deshaun. He is the quarterback of the Houston Texans in the NFL. He is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. But I'm going to tell you a little bit about his home life, you know, him, how he grew up. He was born in Gainesville, Georgia. He grew up without his father. He lived with his siblings and his mom in a government housing apartment in the projects. So yeah, Deshaun, you know, he grew up without his father, and he was in the projects, you know. And that's the case with a lot of NFL players, and especially probably guys coming up now from high school. You know, they've been working tirelessly to get out of the ghetto and to make something of themselves. His family ended up getting a house through the Habitat for Humanity organization, and it was furnished by former NFL running back Warrick Dunn. And thereon, Deshaun had connections with, you know, to the NFL ever since, you know, he was a young boy. You know, I mean, he knew Warrick Dunn, and he would go to Atlanta's practice facility. You know, he was a ball boy and stuff like that. And then Deshaun, he had a successful high school career. You know, he started on the varsity team as a freshman. And I'll just say this right now. You know, you have to be really talented to play on the varsity football team as a freshman. You know, it doesn't happen very often, you know. So for him to, you know, right away become the starting quarterback for the varsity high school football team his freshman year of high school. You know, that's definitely impressive. And then Deshaun, he went to college at Clemson. You know, he ended up signing with Clemson, and you know, he was a true freshman. You know, he played 3 years at Clemson. You know, he graduated early and went into the NFL. You know, the reason why he didn't play all 4 years in college was because he had to get to the NFL as soon as possible to put his family on the right path financially. That's the reason why he had the desire to graduate college early. And then, you know, he had a pretty successful college career, and he was drafted in the 2017 NFL Draft by the Houston Texans. And ever since then, Deshaun Watson, you know, he's been the man in Houston. Now, let's look at the other key figure in this whole situation, and that's being Tony Busby, who is the lawyer for the women here. He grew up in Atlanta, Texas. Yes, that's an actual city in Texas, Atlanta. He founded the Busby Law Firm in the year 2000, and he was arrested in 2006 for DUI. However, he had the case dismissed by the district attorney at the time. And he was a neighbor of Texans owner Cal McNair. Now, and the reason why I bring that up is because Tony Busby denied that he knew who Cal McNair was. But we're going to get into that a little bit later on in the podcast. So, Deshaun Watson, you know, the image that he's created for himself in the NFL is that, you know, he's a good, upstanding guy. You know, he's donated to various charitable organizations such as Habitat for Humanity. And, you know, he's just, like I said, an upstanding guy. And he's one hell of a player. Very talented. And, you know, he led the league last year in passing yards. Tony Busby. I don't know very much about Tony Busby, but I can just kind of tell that he's doing this partly for, you know, to get his name out there more, you know, because he's going after Deshaun Watson, you know, the one of the highest recognized, well-known quarterbacks in the NFL. And, yeah, and I just think it's kind of, you know, shitty that, you know, Tony Busby is kind of using this to, you know, for publicity reasons. But, you know, but at the same time, you know, I do believe that everybody is entitled to a defense. Whether you are innocent or guilty of any crime, I believe that you are entitled to a defense. So, as of right now, the total amount of lawsuits filed against Deshaun Watson are 16. 16 lawsuits in total. And before I get into the summary of these lawsuits, I will warn you that the written content of these lawsuits are very graphic in nature. And if this is something that bothers you, then I would recommend that, you know, you click off this podcast right now. Because, yeah, whether this is true or not true, you know, it's pretty graphic in nature. But, you know, we got to talk about it. You know, this is the whole reason for this in-depth podcast. All right, so now, the first complaint, and just so everybody knows, none of the women have identified themselves by name. Each lawsuit has read Jane Doe versus Deshaun Watson. All right, so now the first lawsuit, March 30th, 2020, at the plaintiff's home in Texas. The plaintiff has run a massage therapy business since 2018 and is a licensed therapist. Deshaun Watson contacted her via direct message on Instagram and insisted no one else be present during the massage. The woman alleges that that Deshaun Watson exposed his penis and touched her hand with his penis. She said she ended the massage abruptly, and Watson told her, "I know you have a career and a reputation, and I know you would hate for someone to mess with yours, just like I don't want anyone messing with mine." She says he texted later to apologize, but she did not respond. Okay, so the first complaint, she's saying that Watson exposed himself and touched her hand with his penis. Now, again, there's no witnesses, so, how can we know for sure that she's telling the truth? You just never know. And then, she says that, he texted her. Where is that text message at? I'd like to see it. Because that's the thing. They have to provide evidence that may suggest that he did what he was being accused of. All right, let's get on to the next summary here. April 19th of 2020 at a Houston spa. The plaintiff, a licensed esthetician who owns her skincare business, says she was contacted by Watson via Instagram. During a massage appointment, Watson directed the woman to work on the crevices in his groin area. The lawsuit states, she says when he rolled over onto his head, he had an erection and repeatedly touched her hand with his penis. He ejaculated, leaving the woman confused and mortified, the lawsuit states. What? That doesn't even seem right to me. He repeatedly touched her hand with his penis, and then he came. That doesn't even make sense. I don't know about you guys, but, I'm not going to, I'm not trying to make light of the situation. I'm really not. I'm trying to, give this the seriousness of, that it needs. But I just don't believe that, man. I really don't, it just doesn't make sense to me, And the crevices of his groin area. So, his inner thighs? Is that what they mean by that? I don't know. I just feel like that second complaint right there doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Anyways, let's move on to the third complaint. May 28th, 2020, at Deshaun's home in Houston. The plaintiff, a certified personal trainer who did not specialize in massage, says that Watson wanted to book her anyway and told her he wanted to focus on his groin, glutes, and lower abdominals. She says the massage took place in a theater room and that at one point Watson exposed his penis and moved it to her hand. The lawsuit says Watson told her, "I hope you do not mind if we continue the massage like this." The woman says she started stuttering and said, I do not know, before ending the massage. The plaintiff says she called her mother and best friend that day to tell them what happened, and that Watson texted her the same day asking if she was okay. The theater room? So, I'm noticing a pattern, that... Okay, this... So the third complaint doesn't say whether or not he reached out to her via Instagram. But, I'm noticing a pattern, that he hit them up through Instagram. And it seems like the groin is the main part of... You see what I'm saying? They're all running together. It's like the same story over and over again, just changing it up a little bit, Man, like I like not every woman could have had the same exact experience. Anyways, let's move on to the next one. June 2nd, 2020, at a spa in Houston. The plaintiff has been in the massage business about 11 years and is a licensed therapist who routinely works with pro athletes. She says that Watson contacted her via Instagram. There we go, the Instagram. And later by phone, telling her he makes a lot of massage therapists uncomfortable and it's really hard for me to find someone who will meet my needs. During the appointment, the woman says Watson continually tried to remove towels and exposed his penis multiple times and moved in such a way to make his penis touch her. The lawsuit says that Watson tried to schedule future appointments but was ignored or declined. Okay, so that doesn't make any sense at all. Why would he tell the therapist that he makes a lot of massage therapists uncomfortable? Why would he do that? Because if we're going with this narrative that Deshaun Watson is a sexual predator, which at this time there is no evidence to prove that, then why would he tell that woman that I make a lot of massage therapists uncomfortable? A predator isn't going to fucking say that. Ugh. And then it said that he tried to remove towels and exposed his penis multiple times and moved in a way to make his dick touch her. How? Like, I don't understand. Like, because if you're getting a massage and whatnot, like, I mean, there's not very little, unless he was on his back, you know, but, oh my God, that just doesn't make any sense to me. Anyways, moving on to the next one, June 2020 and August 17th, 2020, at a hotel and later a spa in Houston. The plaintiff, who offers body work and stretch therapy classes, markets her business through Instagram. She said she initially did not know who Watson was when he contacted her through the manager at a spa where she worked. She met him at a hotel where he was staying. The lawsuit states that Watson groped her buttocks and vagina, and she slapped him. She says he later touched her hand with his penis. On August 17th, she says Watson reached out on Instagram, and she didn't realize the connection to her earlier client until he arrived. The lawsuit says Watson apologized for his earlier behavior, but during the appointment, he exposed himself and forced the woman's mouth onto his penis and masturbated in front of her. Okay, so... wow. So there we go again. Instagram. Instagram is the fucking devil when it comes to booking massage therapy appointments. That's what I'm getting from Instagram right now. And that's the thing. I do a lot of promotion on Instagram. So, like, this is just fucking with me right now. Like damn. Like, how was he able to contact all these massage therapists on Instagram? Because, hell... I don't, wow. So, you know, this is saying that he groped her ass and her vagina, and she slapped him. And then later on, August 17th, he comes back to her. She don't remember him, even though she gave him a massage 2 months ago. I mean, and she went ahead and did the massage anyway. Why wouldn't he tell him to, like, oh no, you again? No way, no fucking way. You know what I'm saying? But she gave him a massage, and he apparently forced her to give him a blowjob, and he masturbated in front of her. Why would she just refuse? Why wouldn't she just refuse to do it for him? Wow. July 2020, at the plaintiff's home in Houston, the plaintiff offered Watson a teeth whitening and sauna detox when he originally reached out via Instagram for a massage. There we go with Instagram again. Later, by telephone, Watson asked about Swedish massage, and she said she would try to learn it before his appointment. According to the lawsuit, during the appointment, the woman says Watson lay naked on his stomach and told her to massage the area underneath his genitals and anus before flipping onto his back. The lawsuit states that as the plaintiff massaged his groin, Watson ejaculated on her face and body. She says he then took her hand and had to touch his penis. The woman called a friend later that day to say what had happened. She says she was in shock. That doesn't make any sense either, dude. Like, what he pre... They're making it sound like he's got a premature ejaculation problem. That's what... This is what they're fucking saying. That he's got a premature ejaculation problem. Because apparently, he's coming without them really doing anything. This makes no sense, dude. I mean, I kind of find it hard to believe that a man of Deshaun Watson's age and the physical shape he's in has a premature ejaculation problem. And again, I am not making light of the situation. I'm trying to treat this with the most sincerity and trying to treat it as seriously as I possibly can. But come on now, people. Really? Now, I'm not saying, you know, men as young as him have premature ejaculation problems, because they do, you know. But it just seems to me that's what they're saying. That's what is happening. You know, that he's premature ejaculating. All right, let's move on to the next one. July 15th, 2020, at a home in Beverly Hills, California. So, apparently, there were two incidents in 1 month. That's what I'm gathering from this. At a home in Beverly Hills, California, the plaintiff, a licensed massage therapist, says that Watson contacted her on Instagram. He later gave her an address to a house in Beverly Hills where she was to meet him. The lawsuit says, when she arrived, she says she was led to a room where Watson locked the door. The plaintiff says she took out mace. Watson laughed, but didn't say anything. When the massage started, the lawsuit states that Watson asked her to massage his glutes and pointed to his anus. The plaintiff refused. When Watson flipped over, he had an erection covered by a towel, which he removed. She says Watson grabbed her hands and moved them toward his genitals and forced her hands onto his penis. Afterwards, she says he told her, "I will not have you sign an NDA, but don't ever talk about this." What? Okay, so... apparently she wasn't that uncomfortable if this really happened, you know? Pointed to his anus. So, the way I'm picturing that is that he's on his stomach, and he's just like... fucking reaches behind and points his finger to his ass and say, "Hey, massage this." I'm sorry, guys. This is just ridiculous to me. It really is. Like, oh my God. And then he's saying a non-disclosure agreement. But don't ever talk about this. Wow. Let's go on to the next one. August 2nd, 2020, at a hotel in Houston. The plaintiff offers various wellness services in homes, hotels, and offices. Watson allegedly contacted her by Instagram to set up an appointment. Oh, imagine that, fucking Instagram. The woman says that during the session, Watson repeatedly asked if he could be naked and demanded she focus on the buttocks. The lawsuit alleges that Watson told the plaintiff he wanted her to touch his anus with her fingers. After the session, according to the lawsuit, Watson was naked in the room when the plaintiff returned from washing her hands, and he allegedly asked if she did more than just professional work for more money. The woman said she immediately declined and told him to leave. Due to the incident, she left the profession, the lawsuit states. Okay, so how does that constitute as sexual assault? You know what I mean? Like, he asked her to touch his anus, his asshole, with her fingers. How does that constitute as sexual assault, dude? I don't understand that. See, all these women in these lawsuits are acting like these were such traumatizing experiences and whatnot. From everything I've read so far, and this isn't it, you know, there's more, obviously. From everything I've read, he's not really forcing himself on them. He's not, like, raping them. You know, he's not, like, you know, bending them over and raping them. No. Like, he's not being... They're claiming that he's not being forceful and whatnot. This just seems really shady to me, man. All of these are. All these stories, man. Anyways, August 28th, so 26 days later, at the Houstonian Hotel, a plaintiff has owned a massage therapy business in Atlanta since 2019. She says that Watson contacted her via Instagram, ding ding ding, and flew her to Houston for his appointment. The woman says Watson tried to get her to touch his genitals and exposed himself. She said she ended the massage and Watson grabbed her hand and arm and said, "It is okay. It is okay." She said she pulled away. When Watson went to the shower, she says she left for the airport and did not respond to later requests from Watson. Okay, so that one right there, that there's some, well, I'm not going to say validity, but that right there is what every single one of these women should have done if he apparently did all this. You know what I'm saying? Like, just fucking go. You know, like, because here's the thing. You know, like, if you're, like, if there's any woman out there that's a massage therapist, and if a guy you're massaging wants you to do something sexual to him, and you're uncomfortable with it, then promptly leave. You know, end the massage right then and there. You know? You know, and that's another thing too. Like, women also who are massage therapists need to make it clear, like, hey, I don't do anything sexual. You know, this is just strictly a professional massage, you know? So, yeah, man, like... Now, let's continue on. So, there were several encounters between September 9th, 2020, and October of 2020 at a spa in Houston. The plaintiff, a licensed esthetician for 9 years, offers back treatments and body scrubs. In one session, the lawsuit says that Watson asked the woman what she would do about his erection. She told him his behavior was inappropriate, the lawsuit says. In an October session, she says that Watson tried to put his penis in the plaintiff's hand so she would touch it and move his body so his penis would touch her hand. She says he insisted she focus on his groin, complained she was wearing too many clothes, and tried to kiss her. The woman says she cut the second session short and Watson left. So she had 2 sessions with Deshaun Watson. Apparently. So, like, why would she even agree to do a second session with him if he asked her what he was going to do about his erection? You know, why would she agree to see him again if that really happened? You know what I'm saying? And again, back on that whole thing about moving his body so his penis would touch your hand. Define that for me, because that makes no sense. Like, how is he moving? Is he shifting his hips, or, like, see, I should have been a lawyer. You know, that's what I should have done, because, hell, I would be picking this whole thing apart right here. I would be. I'm like, well, how did my client allegedly move? And I'm sure that Rusty Harden, Deshaun's lawyer, is going to ask these questions and stuff like that. But yeah, I should have been a lawyer, man. Because I'd be picking this apart, bro. I really would, man. All right, so September 24th, 2020, at a rented room in a Houston salon, the plaintiff, who owns her own fitness company and offers body conditioning and wellness therapy, says Watson contacted her on, you guessed it, Instagram. She said Watson asked if it was okay if he got naked and if he got aroused. Later, she says he moved his body to have his penis touch her hand. She said she moved away and Watson then ejaculated. The lawsuit says the woman felt violated and disgusted and immediately stopped the session. So, oh my God, again, he moved his body to have his penis touch her hand. Again, how was he fucking moving? How was he moving in a way where his dick was going to touch her hand? In none of these summaries have I been, there's been no explanation for that. And then he ejaculated. How? Are we going with this narrative that he ejaculates prematurely? Bro. Bro. What the fuck? Moving on. Just bear with me, guys. Two sessions, October 19th and around November 2nd, 2020, at the plaintiff's office in Houston. The woman owns a bodywork and stretch therapy company and had been open around 6 months. She said Watson contacted her on Instagram. In the first session, she says Watson wanted her to work on his inner thighs. She said she doesn't do that kind of work, but she did after he insisted. See? She told him that she doesn't do that kind of work, but then she did. Okay? During the second session, Watson kissed the plaintiff when he arrived. She was shocked and left the office quickly to compose herself, and when she returned, he exposed himself. Later, she says Watson asked her to work on his buttocks and penis area, but she declined. The lawsuit says he moved in a way to have his penis touch her hand and offer to pay extra if she worked on his buttocks and penis. When she declined, Watson got upset and left. Okay, so they're saying the first session, she agreed to work on his inner thighs. And then the second session, she's saying that he kissed her when he arrived. Oh my. That just seems too outlandish for me, bro. It really does. It really does. Moving on, October 8th at a spa in Houston, 2020. Plaintiff says she had never given a massage at this spa before, and her boss had assigned her to Watson, whom she said might require a non-disclosure agreement to be signed. She did not sign an NDA. When the massage began, the plaintiff says she started massaging Watson's lower legs as her boss instructed. Watson later turned over and exposed his penis. The lawsuit states, and the woman continued massaging his inner thigh lower stomach, and sides as he instructed. Because his penis was exposed, she had to brush against it during the massage. The suit says Watson told her not to be afraid to touch him, and the plaintiff responded that she was not paid to do that. She says he told her that's what he paid for, and that he left, paying only a third of what he was supposed to pay her. So, her boss needs to come forward and give his statement. And then there was something about an NDA, a non-disclosure agreement. So, therefore, her boss needs to come forward with his account of what really happened. You know, because of this lawsuit right here, there's a third party involved, her boss. So, yeah, I mean, come on now. December 28th at a Houston office building. The woman, a licensed massage therapist since 2018, says Watson contacted her through Instagram. During the session, she says Watson instructed her to slide her hands across his genitals. The woman said she started shaking and felt intimidated and threatened. The lawsuit says that he forced the woman to have oral sex and that she blacked out for a few minutes from fear. She said Watson then got dressed and left. What? Started shaking and felt intimidated and threatened. Okay, I don't... Why didn't she just tell him to go? You know? That's another thing, too. Why didn't she just tell him to fucking leave? If she was that uncomfortable and that scared and afraid, all she had to say was, hey, I'm not down with this. You need to go. Well, that's apparently that didn't happen. All right, the last two. March 21st, 2021. So a few months ago in Houston, a plaintiff, a licensed massage therapist who owns her own business in Houston, says that Watson contacted her on Instagram. As the massage started, she says that Watson asked if he could remove draping because he gets hot. The woman says she told Watson he would have to remain partially covered and the massage was strictly professional. The lawsuit says he exposed his erect penis and caused it to touch her hand. How? I don't fucking get this, dude. How is he making his penis, like, touching her hand? Like, is his dick, like, fucking 20 inches or some shit? And, like, it's... because how is he making that happen? Then again, I probably couldn't be a defense lawyer because how I'd be tempted to say... you know, dick and stuff like that, you know, and use curse words and whatnot. And I'd be professional and say buttocks or penis and all that. That just doesn't seem right to me right there. That complaint right there. It could be how it's worded in the lawsuit, but I don't know. All right, the last one is March 5th, 2021, at a massage therapy business in Sandy Springs, Georgia. The plaintiff is a licensed massage therapist who owns her own business. She says Watson contacted her on Instagram about a $55 discount massage he was offering. During the massage, she says that Watson made her uncomfortable and directed her to his groin area. She refused. Watson exposed himself and put his penis on her hand. She says that she was shocked and moved away. Watson got dressed and left. Okay, so that's all the lawsuits, the summaries of each one right there. All I have to really say about these is, again, we need to see all the Instagram messages between these women and Deshaun Watson. Because it seems like Instagram is the primary source of contact for each and every massage appointment. Each and every one. So, therefore, You know, it doesn't matter if it was in California, Houston, or Georgia. Instagram was the primary source of contact for each and every massage. Okay? So we need to see all the Instagram messages, any text messages, any third parties that might have been involved. So that way we can figure out what really fucking happened here. Because I think some of these claims are just fucking outrageous and make no sense. You know, he moved in a way where his penis touched her hand. How? The only thing I can really think of is if he was on his back and maybe he like wiggled his hips toward her. But that just seems ridiculous to me. I mean, here's my thing too. Like, if Deshaun Watson really wanted to have sex, if he was that in the mood, wouldn't he just fuck a prostitute? You know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing, I'm not judging, you know? I mean, I'm sure there are NFL players that do hook up with prostitutes from time to time. You know, and they got the money to do it. So, you know. But that's the thing, like, if he was really horny like that, then why wouldn't he just, you know, fuck prostitutes and shit and maybe get them to do a massage and whatnot? You know, why would he go to actual massage therapists to have sex, you know, and have sexual acts and whatnot? You know, because in each one of these lawsuits, there is nothing stated that Deshaun Watson had sex with any of these massage therapists. Not a single one. You know, right now there are 16 separate lawsuits, and there could be more to come, but as of this podcast recording, there are 16 lawsuits against Deshaun Watson. And Tony Busby, the lawyer that was representing the women, you know, he's talked to 22 women who claim that Deshaun Watson sexually assaulted them. So all that information needs to be presented at court. Now, the lawyer that's representing Deshaun Watson is Rusty Hardin. And Rusty Hardin, he's represented Adrian Peterson in the past when Adrian Peterson had that whole child abuse, you know, that whole fiasco and stuff like that. And he's now representing Deshaun Watson. Rusty Hardin, he put out in a statement saying, "I want to emphasize at the outset that we and Deshaun recognize that sexual assault and harassment are not only unlawful, but morally wrong. It takes courage for women to come forward to report being mistreated, particularly when they attach their names to a lawsuit. We do not take these allegations lightly. However, fairness to the accused is equally as important." In his statement, Hardin claimed that Tony Busby has refused his legal team's requests to confidentially provide the names of the plaintiffs so they can investigate the allegation details in the suits. Hardin has also stated that his team believes it has been able to identify one of the plaintiffs, and they have strong evidence showing the allegation is false. Rusty Hardin included a declaration from Watson's marketing manager, Brian Burney, who said that he spoke with who he believes to be one of the plaintiffs. Burney said in the declaration that the plaintiff told him that she wanted to be paid $30,000 for what she referred to as an indefinitely silence about her encounter with Deshaun. Burney also said the plaintiff told him that her encounter was consensual, per the declaration. Rusty Hardin said, "We have received numerous unsolicited comments in the past week from many licensed massage therapists who have worked with Deshaun in recent years. These women describe him as a gentleman and a model client who never engaged in inappropriate conduct." So we have strong evidence here. in one particular case that the allegation could be false. This woman wanted to be paid $30,000 for her silence. And she admitted that her encounter with him was consensual. So, that would definitely fuck it up for not only her case, but the other 15. You know, she could very well be fucking it up for everybody right now who have filed suit against Deshaun. Now, Tony Busby released a statement in response Tuesday night on Facebook. He said, "We will provide a copy of the non-disclosure agreement that Deshaun Watson and his marketing manager repeatedly insisted that Jane Doe and others sign after and sometimes before the massage session, which she refused to sign. We will provide details in a statement consistent with our ethical obligations in due course." Busby previously has stated that he planned to submit evidence for several of the women to investigators. So, what he's referring to, let's go back, you know, talking about that one, about the non-disclosure agreement. So, I believe they could have been referring to the one that happened in October 8th of 2020. Because she was asked to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So therefore, Deshaun's marketing manager would have to come forward and give his side of the story in regards to this particular one lawsuit. But I'm saying this right now, you know, this right here could definitely blow open the entire thing and prove Deshaun's innocence. And as far as Deshaun Watson and what he's said about the whole matter, he posted on Twitter, "As a result of a social media post by a publicity-seeking plaintiff's lawyer, I recently became aware of a lawsuit that has apparently been filed against me. I have not yet seen the complaint, but I know this. I have never treated any woman with anything other than the utmost respect. The plaintiff's lawyer claims that this isn't about money, but before filing suit, he made a baseless six-figure settlement demand, which I quickly rejected. Unlike him, this isn't about money for me. It's about clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that." So, right there, it just seems like this is a big money grab to me. It's a big money grab. You know, there's a, it's a blackmail thing. And Rusty Harden, Sean's lawyer, believes that that all these lawsuits are a part of a scheme against Deshaun Watson. I got more on the whole thing with his marketing manager. he said, after his conversation with Jane Doe, he received a call from a man purporting to be her business manager. And Jane Doe's business manager told him that her encounter with Deshaun would be embarrassing if revealed, and that Deshaun should pay to keep the matter secret. He told this individual that his demand to be paid for not revealing a consensual interaction between two adults was extortion. And he responded, "It's not extortion, it's blackmail." Blackmail! Fucking blackmail. Alright, so therefore, you know, we have a breakdown of all the lawsuits and stuff like that, and the whole details about the whole thing with his business manager. Now let's go to the conspiracy side of this whole situation. Because there are many that, you know, who believe, and I think it has some weight, that the Houston Texans organization are behind these lawsuits in an attempt to keep Deshaun Watson in Houston, because Deshaun Watson asked for a trade. Deshaun Watson was not happy with the Houston Texans. He wants out. He wants to go to a different team. And the Texans, they don't want to move. They don't want to trade him. So how do they stop teams from calling? How do they get around having Deshaun Watson continue to play for them? Because Deshaun is still under contract, and he cannot get out of that contract. He can't opt out. You know, he is contractually obligated to still play for the Houston Texans. So how do the Texans get around keeping Deshaun Watson where they wanted him? So, you know, the McNairs and Jack Easterby and, you know, all those motherfuckers who are making decisions for the Houston Texans, they stage a complete scheme. You know, they find out about these women that Deshaun Watson supposedly had gone to see for a massage, and they pay them to come forward. And Tony Busby, you know, he's involved because he knows Cal McNair. And they stage this whole thing. You know, they tell Tony Busby, like, all right, here's what's going to happen. You're going to file all these lawsuits against Deshaun Watson. You know, we're going to smear his name. So that way, you know, teams will stop calling about Deshaun's availability for a trade, and we can keep him right where we want him. I mean, think about it, man. You know, Deshaun Watson, I mean, if they traded Deshaun Watson, the Texans don't have shit. This is a franchise that has fucked themselves into a corner with all the fucked up decisions they have made over the last few seasons. Such as when they traded DeAndre Hopkins to the Arizona Cardinals for David Johnson. And hell, David Johnson didn't do shit for them. And they traded Deshaun's top target to the Cardinals in exchange for a running back who hasn't really panned out. You know, they let J.J. Watt go. And, you know, they fired Coach Bill O'Brien last season. And the team had a 4-12 record. 4-12. And somehow, some way, Deshaun Watson was able to throw for 4,800 yards. Despite all that. Because here's the thing, Deshaun Watson is a dynamic player. He really is. You know, he can make all the throws. He's elusive. He can break sacks. You know, he's just a hell of an athlete. So therefore, Texans do not want their quarterback going to a different team. And I believe that they're doing this that way Deshaun has no choice but to stay in Houston and to play for them. And they got him under contract for quite a long time. So, yeah. And Deshaun, you know, he has made it clear he does not want to play for the Texans again. That he wants traded. And that he will sit out games if he has to. You know, he will refuse to play if he has to. But then again, with these whole lawsuits, you know, they could force Deshaun to pay out the ass. So therefore, he would have to play to make money. Now, here's the thing. You know, all these lawsuits are with the state minimum, which is, I think, $600 or something like that for Houston or for Texas. But anyhow, I mean, if Deshaun Watson chose to settle out of court with the women, he'd be paying more money. if he chose to settle out of court in each case, well, you know, he's just going to pay to make this all go away? No, he's not going to do that, man. And then Tony Busby, in his press conference, you know, him and his legal team, which by the way, all of them are women. I have to put that out there. Busby has denied that he knows Cal McNair, the owner of the Texans, even though he posted a billboard in 2014 urging his neighbor, Mr. McNair, to draft Johnny Manziel. So therefore, Tony Busby is a fucking liar. He knows who Cal McNair is. He knows who the fuck Cal McNair is, and he needs to quit fucking lying about that shit. Like, seriously, dude, like, you're just going to sit back and say that you have no idea who Cal McNair is. And I fucking, you know, I knew he was lying when I heard him talk and say, oh, I don't know his name. I think it was Cal or Hal or who, I don't know who he is. Bullshit. Bullshit. You know, and Tony Busby, you know, like I said before, you know, he was arrested in 2006 for a DUI, had the case dismissed by the district attorney. So yeah, he didn't have to do any jail time. He didn't have to fucking do anything. You know, he had the case thrown out because of somebody that he knew. So Tony Busby isn't this squeaky clean fucking lawyer that he appears to be. You know, I wholeheartedly believe that Tony Busby is being paid by the Houston Texans to do all this. You know, that him and his law firm are being backed by the Houston Texans in an attempt to assassinate Deshaun Watson's character, to make him look like he's a sexual predator, to tarnish his reputation, to ruin a reputation for a young, black, successful man in the NFL. They want to label him a monster. All because, you know, he doesn't want to play by the Houston Texans rules, that he doesn't want to be their franchise quarterback anymore. So they're like, oh, well, fuck you, Deshaun. This is what we're going to do to you. Fuck you. We own you. You will continue to play for us. Therefore, is Deshaun Watson innocent? You know, is everything that's being said about him in these lawsuits true? Or is it all a fabricated lie? A well-constructed lie by everybody involved? If you ask me, I think Deshaun Watson's innocent. I don't believe that he is guilty of any of this. You know, I think it's a well-calculated, thought-out plan by the people involved. You know, Tony Busby, the Texans organization, and the women involved to smear his name. It's a well-organized smear campaign. And I think it's quite unfortunate, you know, that this has to happen. You know, because, you know, I think Deshaun Watson's a very talented young man who, quite frankly, could be one of the best of all time before it's all said and done. You know, and I mean, think about it. This was a guy who came from nothing. Grew up in the projects. Grew up without a father. Achieves his childhood dream of playing in the NFL. Reaches the highest level of his profession. Has developed a great reputation. You know, Peyton Manning had a great quote years ago. He said, it takes 20 years to build a reputation and then 5 minutes to ruin it. It's true. Because now people are wondering if Deshaun Watson is a sexual predator. Whether or not he, you know, forced himself on these women and committed these horrible acts. But One thing is for sure. Deshaun Watson will have his day in court, and the women will have their day in court as well. And we will see how this all plays out, and hopefully all these lawsuits get thrown out. But, you know, regardless of whether Deshaun is guilty or innocent, his reputation's already taken a hit. And I believe that's unfortunate. And I think it's kind of bullshit how people on ESPN and people on Fox, especially Skip Bayless, yeah, I'm talking to you, Skip, how you guys are so quick to judge Deshaun and, and go against him without knowing the full story. Like, oh, this looks bad. Oh, well, hell, I mean, either way, you know, I mean, Deshaun shouldn't have put himself in that situation and blah, blah, blah. Don't fucking matter, dude. And especially some of those guys who played in the NFL, like Shannon Sharp. You know, Shannon Sharp talked about how, you know, he's had a massage therapist for years. Chris Sims, you know, fucking has had a massage therapist come give him a massage too. And then, you know, they're quick to judge, oh, well, Deshaun shouldn't have put himself in that situation. The dude was going for a massage. And if shit happened, if sex happened, then hell, these women probably thought, like, oh, well, fuck, you know, I'm riding the dick of an NFL quarterback right now. I'm sucking his dick. Because hell, that could have been the thing. Maybe Deshaun Watson fucked all these women, had consensual sex with all of them, but now they want to come back and say, oh, yeah, he did this and he did that. Very possible, ladies and gentlemen. It is definitely very possible that each and every sexual encounter that Deshaun Watson had with these women were consensual. But was it even 16 women? Because here's the thing, Deshaun Watson, you know, he's a busy guy, you know? And some of these were, like, during the actual NFL season. Like, in September and October. Hell, he's in practice and stuff like that. You know, how would he have some time to, you know, schedule a massage and whatnot? I mean, I'm not saying it's not impossible, but come on now. The guy's very busy. He's got practice during the week, and then the game on Sunday. You know, I mean, the guy's got a busy schedule. I'm just saying there's just not enough evidence, regardless of the allegations, to say definitively that Deshaun Watson is guilty of anything. And that's the thing, these are all civil suits. Nothing criminal has been filed against Deshaun Watson. And there may not be. Therefore, how can we definitively say whether or not he's guilty of anything? With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this will conclude the first edition of the in-depth podcast here on Deshaun Watson. I hope you guys all enjoyed. I will be doing these on, I would say, maybe a monthly basis. Just depends. But yeah, guys, let me know your feedback. Did you enjoy this podcast? Did you not? Do you have any feedback for me? Let me know. And this has been a presentation of the Cody Springer Show. And this podcast is available on Spotify, iTunes, and Amazon Music Weekly. Thank you all. Have a great day. Have a good weekend. And I will talk at you all soon.